Editor's note. The following article contains highlights of events which were carried by the Kamsack Times during the course of 2023 and is a source of nostalgia for the past year. Dates listed refer to publication dates and not to the dates of the events. January, Jan. 12. Wendy Basenko, Sally Bishop, Glenn Boychuk, Chris Cherowick, Brian Cottoney, Rod Gardner, Nicole Korpisik, Walter Ostaforoff, Colleen Pennell, Evan Rostotsky, and Karen Turingeau were among the 38 recipients of Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Kenora. Bruce Thompson, currently the Deputy Fire Chief, was presented with the Governor General's Exemplary Service Medal by Kamsack Mayor Nancy Brunt. Ben Sippel was hired to succeed Stephen Dutchishen as Manager of Recreation and Economic Development. Comedian Kelly Taylor, known as Saskatchewan's second best export after wheat, performed at the Playhouse Theatre. Jan. 19. Minor Hockey Day was celebrated in Kamsack when six Kamsack teams plus a team that included several Kamsack players were on the ice. Minor Hockey Day gives the community the opportunity to see all the teams play in one day, said Jared Roof, president of the Kamsack Minor Hockey Association. The Kamsack Masonic Hall was put up for sale due to dwindling memberships. Sandy Nikolaishin of Kamsack was named the winner of $1,000 in a 50-50 draw hosted by the Masonic Hall. Jan. 26. Tattoo artist Randy Lays returned to Kamsack from Alberta to work full-time at his shop Electric Skin Tattoo. Hockey players under 7 years of age from Kamsack and several communities across the region came together at the Kenora Civic Center for a U7 Jamboree. February. Feb. 2. The annual Wheelchair Funspiel hosted by Kim and Teddy Hootie returned after the pandemic. During the Norquay annual Open Bonspiel, the first event winner was the Ken Newell Rink of Norquay. Tim Falconer was awarded the Handy Bus tender. A new Handy Bus was ordered with hopes it would arrive by late 2023. Feb. 9. Principal Mark Lucas was celebrated with a Star Wars-themed event by the Kamsack Comprehensive Institute before leaving after 2 years of administering the school. The KCI Spartans junior boys and girls basketball teams took on their arch-rivals from Kenora. The Norquay School Junior Mixed Team won silver at the East Central District Athletic Association Junior Mixed Curling Districts. Feb. 16. The Madge Lake Classic Snowmobile Derby hosted by the Kamsack Snow Drifters and Border Mountain House returned for its second year. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations Roseanne Archibald visited Kisikoos First Nation for a meet and greet about the state of First Nations affairs. The Eaglestone Lodge received a $3,000 checked donation from Chester Olson, the vice president of the former Kamsack First Cooperative Loans Association Limited. March 2. The 42nd annual Duck Mountain Loppet returned after the pandemic with participants as old as 80 participating. Rod Gardner, sporting a Mason hat and apron, was seen on Shrove Tuesday happily flipping pancakes at the Masonic Lodge. Recreation Director Ben Sippel and Daryl Lamenda organized skateboard lessons at the OCC Hall. March 9, the Togo Figure Skating Carnival was hosted for the first time since COVID-19 with 8 figure skating presentations occurring. Eagleston Lodge hired a new full-time cook, Mindy Fulwaka. Mayor Nancy Brunt advocated for the provincial government to increase the $2,000 senior income payments to $3,000. The town of Kamsack put the Crowstand building up for sale. March 16, a meet and greet was hosted for the new community safety and bylaw enforcement officer, Cherise Fountain. The Kamsack Snow Drifters' 39th annual Tolstoy School Snow Derby was hosted with the help of the River Valley Archery Club. Kamsack resident Anne-Marie Markopoulou sent a letter to the editor asking that people have more kindness in their hearts toward keeping stray pets off the streets. March 23, the River Valley Archery Club hosted a 3D shoot in Varagon for its 5th anniversary. Coat First Nation held an election for their council and chief, with George Crow Coate being re-elected as chief of Coate FN with 663 votes. The CAMSAC Comprehensive Institute senior boys basketball team advanced to regionals after beating Cowessess and Langenberg teams. March 30, a men's curling bonspiel was hosted in Norquay with 10 teams in the event. The first event winner was the Leonard Bazarski Rink of Buchanan. A CAMSAC U7 cross ice jamboree was held, with various raffle prizes, a 50-50 draw, and a concession stand. Silas Juliet, a helper for the U7 Jamboree, oversaw part of the raffle table. He also generously supplied a pen to the CAMSAC Times towards the end of the Jamboree. April 6 it was revealed that Norquay School would be home to a new pre-kindergarten in 2024. Ken Thompson, CAMSAC's fire chief, called on those wanting to serve the community and help their families, friends and neighbors in a time of need to join the CAMSAC Fire Department. Naomi Kapitoler and her daughter Aowen partook in Pesenka, Ukrainian Easter egg decorating, described the craft as a cool thing to learn. April 13, the SASC team in the Canadian Firefighter Curling Championship consisted of Ken Newell, skip, Evan Rostotsky, third, Jason Lukey, second, Jared Lukey, lead, and Ian Wainwright, director. Darcy Apolowicz from Eagleston Lodge was surprised to get an Easter-themed treat from Air Cadet Halo Turinjo. Rose Nabe was glad to have her day made even better with an Easter treat from Air Cadet Macy Martinuik. April 20, the CAMSAC Comprehensive Institute, KCI, hosted a trade show to fund the KCI band's trips for 2023, with various goods being sold from all around the area surrounding CAMSAC. Lillian Delance celebrated her 100th birthday at Eagleston Lodge. Anna Cornaco of Norquay recited Anna Banana at the Parkland Music Festival final concert in Kenora. April 27, the Holy Trinity Church hosted a muffin and tea party, where community members came together to socialize. The River Valley Archery Club sent 5 of its shooters to participate in the Junior Olympic Program Provincials in Prince Albert. Lauren Talbot shot a Robin Hood arrow in the 10-ring competition, Bullseye. May 4. The CAMSAC Hospital reopened 3 beds for admissions, and expanded emergency room access to 7 days per week. U12 girls hockey players Courtney Coate, Sienna Coate, and Carissa Kiwatin won gold at the 2023 Tony Coate Winter Games. CAMSAC and 30 other communities in Saskatchewan were set to receive an increase in annual funding of $8.8 million for emergency medical services improvements in the upcoming 2023-24 provincial budget, according to a Government of Saskatchewan newsletter. May 11. Manning the barbecue for the McMunn and Yates 52nd anniversary were the CAMSAC Comprehensive Institute students and teacher, Ty Thomas, Zachary Fedorik, teacher, Kaylee Harper, Jerry Basaraba, Declan Kosakowski, Levi Erhart, Jesse Jigun, and Austin Kravitz. Oakley Dolman was the winner of the CAMSAC Public Library's coloring contest. The CAMSAC landfill began undergoing closure, Mayor Nancy Brunt said. The provincial government has said that the landfill will have to close. That's what they've done for a lot of small communities. So everybody's closing down the landfills. May 18. Former CAMSAC Times reporter Cultura Nicholson and freelancer William Koraluik placed second in the Saskatchewan Weekly Newspaper Association Better Newspaper Competition's healthcare coverage in a series of stories category. The CAMSAC Powerhouse Museum, which had to close its doors to the public due to COVID-19 pandemic health directives, was set to reopen its doors. At a Rosa Ukrainian dance concert, senior dancer Lily Kish, who has been dancing with the Rosa Dance Club for 10 years, was honored with a Ukrainian crown called Vinik to mark the occasion. May 25. The Family Resource Center, thanks to the help of Wolkowski Funeral Home, was able to procure a collection of books to help children grasp topics relating to death, loss or grief. The CAMSAC branch of the Royal Canadian Legion held a general meeting. One of the main highlights discussed was the resumption of their beloved bingo nights. The formation of the Friends of Eagleston Lodge group was acknowledged at the Eagleston Lodge annual general meeting, as it aims to enhance residents' lives through increased visitation, interaction with volunteers, and community events. June. June 1st. Brenda Lee Cottrell performed at the Royal Canadian Legion in Kamsack. Her performance went through music history, honoring various legendary ladies in the singing world. 92 quilts went on display at a quilt sale hosted by the Kamsack Heart and Home Quilt Club. Impact hosted a springtime family fun event that promoted kids learning through play and provided parents with valuable insights into their child's educational journey. June 8th. At the annual Air Cadet graduation ceremony, Sergeant Jeff Stringfellow handed out rank badges for promotion from Corporal to Flight Corporal to Corporal Serenity Coat, Corporal Summer Earhart, Corporal Mariah Ketchimonia, and Corporal Halo Turanjo. The council authorized the fire chief to set fire bans without waiting for council approvals, as it was decided that having council decide on each fire ban was ultimately too slow of a process. This way, the fire chief can take necessary action promptly, ensuring the safety of residents. Anita Klotchko was recognized for her remarkable dedication and commitment as a volunteer at Parkland Victim Services, where she had selflessly served for an impressive 25 years. June 15th. RCMPCST. Chase Caldwell brought forth a wreath for the Decoration Day ceremony alongside Corporal Halo Turanjo and Sergeant Macy Martinuick. A health fair was hosted and served as a platform to address important health issues affecting the community, with a particular focus on promoting reconciliation efforts and improving access to healthcare services. The Key First Nation announced the construction of a new water treatment plant which would serve a community of 1,503 members with a population of 300 on reserve members. June 22nd. Members of Norke's graduating class of 2023 were Josiah Ega, Wyatt Fedorchik, Matthew Sushelnitsky, Rylan Lukey, Brody Shankowski, Jesse Cumming, Jackson Lindgren, Caitlin Filipowicz, Sierra Dahlin, Shayla Gortzen and Courtney Wasilaniak. An event, organized by a group of volunteers, Lindgren Seeds, and Agriculture in the Classroom Saskatchewan, AITCSK, aimed to teach young students about various aspects of farming, planting, and animal husbandry. June 29th. Norman Whitehawk, while helping his son and nephew put together their teepee outside of Chief Gabriel Coat Education Complex, CGCEC, at a pow-wow, admired the wigwams created by the students of CGCEC. The KCI Drama Club performed Back to the 80s, a parody play of Back to the Future. The KCI Senior and Junior Band hosted their annual lawn concert. However, due to a rainy morning, the concert was held inside the KCI gym. Attendees were treated to captivating renditions of Midnight Madness and Midnight Mission, among other songs. July 6th. KCI 2023 graduates included Jersey Badger, Jerry Basaraba, Brant Blaudoff, Zachary Burback, Tyler Philipchik, Kaylee Harper, Brady Hilton, Joshua Hilton, Austin Kravitz, Kevin Liu, Damian McLean, Dana Musqua, Carter Rylkoff, Leah Schwartz, Talon Sevright, Aiden Stone, Jimmy Dow, Alexia Turanjo, Sage Turanjo, Petri Whitehawk, Will Zarchikoff, and Gavin Zielinski. Mia Cottony and Rachel Negrave, attendees at the second annual Lady Loon two-person golf tournament, volunteered to teach fellow golfers some quick dances while dressed as cowgirls. For the first time since before the impact of the pandemic, Verigen hosted its highly anticipated 76th annual Shishlaki Barbecue and Beer Garden. July 13th. Among the organizers for the National HIV Testing Day Barbecue in Kamsack were Shayna Moroz, Kamsack Public Health Nurse, Candace Nelson, Positive Impact Social Worker, and Jerry Sage, HIV Peer Mentor. The Kamsack Family Resource Center invited the Adventure Wranglers to Crowstan Center, where they showed off various creatures including a variety of turtles, lizards, and snakes. Canada Day in Kamsack was celebrated with live music, barbecues, bouncy houses, and a fantastic mud bog. July 20th. Singer-songwriter Ron Kalmakoff performed at the Dukhobor Museum's Heritage Day in Varaždin. NDP candidates Win Fedorchik and Mike Woolard hosted a public meeting at the Trackside Gardens in Kamsak. During the River Valley Archery Club's 3D outdoor shoot in collaboration with the Saskatchewan Archery Association, Scott Green, the archery club head organizer, mentioned that the event had 40 targets in total across two shooting ranges. August 10 during the River Valley Archery Club's 3D shoot, a 7-foot-tall Sasquatch archery target was donated to the event by the Maxey family in memory of the late Caleb Maxey. The Affinity Credit Union made a generous $10,000 donation from its Community Development Fund to the Kamsak Volunteer Fire Department, specifically aimed at enhancing water rescue capabilities. Nixon Lukey and Grace Peters were named the Lemonade Stand Champions at the Norquay Co-op 75th Anniversary Celebration. August 17 – The Kamsak Horticultural Show hosted 18 adult exhibitors and 3 junior exhibitors. These exhibitors showcased 251 entries in 15 classes. Those who visited the event and paid the $5 entry fee were treated with coffee, tea, juice, and various pies. Sonia Hordachuk and her ironing board scarecrow-esque creations were a unique and interesting component of the Saskatchewan Horticultural Association's 76th Annual Provincial Show. Dr. Andriana Howard, who grew up in Norquay, completed 6 years of training to become a pharmacist in Norquay. August 24 – A water polo clinic hosted at the Kamsak Swimming Pool with Water Polo Saskatchewan coach Jake Morris was a great opportunity for the attendees to work on their water polo skills and cool down at the same time. Tyson Kapitoff of Pelly and his family decided to take over the 8N49 rest stop in Pelly, with plans to open a restaurant there in the future. Driver Fred Konkin brought out the museum's Model A at a Fort Pelly Livingston Museum family event. August 31 – Local community members and golf enthusiasts gathered on a cloudy morning to pay tribute to local golf legend Scotty Cody's 85th birthday, winner of the first Saskatchewan Indian Golf Championship, during a golf tournament held at the Kamsak Golf Course. The town of Kamsak's chief administrative officer, assistant administrator, and town operations manager resigned. Replacing them were Cherise Fountain as the acting chief administrative officer, Dana Grieve was elevated to the role of assistant administrator, and Kelsey Rockman was promoted to the town superintendent. Cumberland and Parkland College merged and became known as Suncrest College. September 7 – Zach Fedorik of Kamsak won the Kenora Men's Open Golf Tournament by shooting a 2-under par score of 70. Erica Sweeney, Alana Finney, the Polka Pals, and Dolores Lasco Potts performed at the Christmas in August Street Fair hosted by the Kamsak Playhouse Theater. Amy Cote was appointed as the new Kamsak utility clerk. Sept. 14 – Lori Lozinski, Maria Van Ez, Nixon Lukey, and Reagan Foster were volunteer bakers for the Norquay School Breakfast Program. Rebel Cat Rescue, a registered nonprofit cat rescue organization that plays a crucial role in the Yorkton and Kamsak areas, was one of the beneficiaries of the Legacy Co-op Fuel Good Day. Jet Fumerton, originally from Norquay and Canada's oldest female hockey player, reached her centennial birthday on September 9. Sept. 21 – A motorhome with the decals of a prominent figure of the QAnon movement in Canada, who has proclaimed herself as the Queen of Canada, stopped in Kamsak, where she was met with protesters. A charity golf tournament to raise funds for the maintenance of Duck Mountain National Park, which needed repairs, saw a turnout of 125 participants. Fire Chief Ken Thompson earned the first bar to the Fire Service's Exemplary Service Medal for 30 years of exemplary service. Sept. 28. Holy Trinity Church presented a check for $10,000 to Eagleston Lodge of Kamsak. During the Legacy Co-op Fuel Good Day, a barbecue hosted by Rebel Cat Rescue at the Kamsak Co-op C store sold 400 hot dogs and raised $521 in donations in total. Madge Lake and the surrounding area came together in droves for a fundraising supper held at the Madge Lake Bible Camp. October 5 ATP was raised at the RCMP station in Kamsak to commemorate the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, On a day that also coincided with the 150th anniversary of the RCMP's presence in Canada. The first preseason hockey practice was held at the Broda Sportsplex. The Norquay Nice Centre hosted a trade show. Peter Fair, one of the vendors, sold various wood crafts and his granddaughter's paintings. October 12. Tim MacLeod, the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Seniors, and Rural and Remote Health, toured the CAMSAC Hospital with CAMSAC Mayor Nancy Brunt, MLA Terry Dennis, local doctors, and health administrators. Fire Chief Ken Thompson was the volunteer barbecuer for the Orange Shirt Day barbecue at the CAMSAC office, letting people know the fire hall is still looking for more volunteers. Sadak Ukrainian Dance School in CAMSAC celebrated its 20th year of sharing the art and culture of Ukrainian dance with the community. October 19. SAS CAM Sportsman celebrated 45 years in business, owner Wayne SAS said, "The most gratifying part after 45 years is dealing with the kids and grandkids of early customers and seeing the progression in both sports and families." Sadak Ukrainian Dance hosted the first open house for the year. Caitlin Fatiker from Safe Haven Inc. is a part-time artist working with Randy Lays at Electric Skin Tattoo in CAMSAC. October 26. The CAMSAC Spartans wrapped up their regular season in the SHSAA 6-man 2A Football Conference 3, finishing in a tie for first place with the Wynyard Bears. CAMSAC welcomed Denzel Kichimonia, who had taken up a part-time term position as recreation director. Coate First Nation held a grand opening for its newly established youth recreation site, marking a significant milestone in providing a safe and engaging space for local children. November 2. Local band The Cara and Dead Levy, a band with roots in CAMSAC, played for the Sounds of Halloween Party. The late Clifton Abramson, a longtime community member in Pelly who, together with his wife Sylvia, had been a valuable part of the Fort Pelly Livingston Museum, was recognized with a plaque. Members of the CAMSAC Curling Club came together for their annual general meeting, AGM, and Jennifer Korolik, vice president of the CAMSAC Curling Club, said, "We're struggling this year, and we could use a lot of people to come and curl." November 9. Drive. Wes Thompson joined the CAMSAC Dental Office. He lives by Madge Lake and has various family members, including his daughter, in healthcare. Summer Straightnose, Aliyah Coate, and Tess Kashane were given the title of Best Overall during a Halloween contest at KCI for portraying some bloodied nurses and a zombie wheelchair patient. The Broda Sportsplex was packed with 525 people attending the Yorkton Terriers and Melfort Mustangs SJHL game in CAMSAC. November 16. Shri Prasanna, an international medical doctor originally from Edmonton and Wasler Diagnostics, joined the Assiniboine Valley Medical Center practicing as a radiologist, and a new ultrasound bed was donated by the CAMSAC Hospital Auxiliary. Chief Gabriel Coate Education Complex celebrated Indigenous Remembrance Day with high school students reading the poem In Flanders Fields. The 633 CAMSAC Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron attended the Remembrance Day program at Victoria School, escorting various guests as they laid down their wreaths. November 23. Trevor Panchak, an award-winning country musician and native of southern Alberta, visited CAMSAC to play a concert in the CAMSAC Playhouse Theater. Students at CGCEC experienced what life was like in filmwork as they were visited by Julian Black Antelope, founder of the Pathfinders Film Institute, Mike Morrison, senior program supervisor, and Carrie Opowuncha, program coordinator for a film workshop. Cindy Shingoose attended a grandmother's tea party with her grandchildren, Maya Cloud, and Vaden Shingoose. The tea party was packed to the brim with grandmas and grandchildren from across the area. November 30. Canadian Wrestling's Elite, CWE, treated fans and Coate First Nation to the Rumble to Remember tour with their main attraction, WWE and CWE legend Ultimo Dragon going against Lion Warrior Bobby Sharp in the ring. The Madge Lake Loon survey reported that they were concerned about the surviving chicks per breeding pair, mentioning that their average, 0.41, was lower than the recommended 0.47. During National Addictions Awareness Week, Kisikoos First Nation, alongside Coat and Key, held day-long events at the OCC Hall in Kamsack to educate attendees about addiction. During Kisikoos's event, Teresa Fiddler's Laughter is the Best Medicine presentation demonstrated and presented facts about laughter and how it affects the human body positively while also throwing jokes out to the audience. December Deck 7. During AU11 hockey tournament in Kamsack, the Kamsack Flyers played a close final with the Melville Millionaires, and at the end took home the 2023 U11 Championship A-side trophy, while the Churchbridge Imperials played well against the Norquay North Stars and went home with the 2023 U11 Championship B-side trophy. As part of the Keep the Wreath Red campaign, the Kamsack Fire Department hung a large wreath with red lights outside the fire station. If a fire occurs during this period, a red light is replaced with a white one, said Ken Thompson, Kamsack's fire chief. The object of this promotion is to keep all the lights red. The Earth Rangers visited Norquay School for a presentation. During the presentation, Earth Rangers Julia Evans and Braden Wood set up Eco for the students, a holographic AI to help with the presentation. Deck 14. Swan Valley Chiropractic and Swan Hills Properties entered an Assiniboine Super League curling match with pristine 5-0 records, but it was Swan Valley Chiropractic that emerged victorious with a dominant 5-0 performance. The Norquay girls basketball team hosted Buckets for Brain Cancer, an event which would put proceeds towards cancer research. Cheyenne Peterson, the inspiration for the event, spoke to the crowd about her experiences so far with her cancer diagnosis. Live in the moment. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today and do the things you love. The historic Woodlander Hotel was destroyed by a fire, and the Kamsack Volunteer Fire Department, along with the Rhine Fire Department, fought the blaze. Deck 21. The Kamsack Community Choir sang two songs elegantly at the Kamsack Playhouse Theater Christmas concert, Jubilation. Bells Are Ringing and Winter Wonderland. The Kamsack Town Office welcomed its new administrator, Barry Havidston. Havidston looks forward to being the new administrator for the town of Kamsack. Students from the Wellness 10 class at Chief Gabriel Coat Education Complex visited the Eagleston Lodge to deliver some Christmas cards, decorations, and an impromptu Christmas carol to the residents of Eagleston. One of the students, Kobe Stevenson, chatted with Beverly Scobby, one of the residents, while presenting her with a Christmas card.